Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J, and it is a beautiful Wednesday, which y'all know we call every Wednesday on here, hump day. So as I always say, make sure if you're going to hump somebody, make sure you hump them safely. So that's just my words of wisdom for y'all on that. But it is, I'm very happy, very so much happy that this month, like July, it's always a crazy month of July. Last year was the first annual Dust the Line Model Month, and it was great. You know, every day we had a different model on the show. We wanted to do something different this year. We wanted to kind of just change the tone of it. And this time, let's show love to the people who are the inspirations behind having the models out there as far as magazines, photographers, MUAs. And if those of y'all don't know what an MUA is, that's makeup artists and hairstylists. So those few entities alone, we definitely wanted to showcase. And today's definitely not going to be any different. This week is Photographer Week, and we're just showing some love to some of the photographers that just make a lot of things happen, and very humble what they do, and very professional what they do as well, and have fun with it as well. So definitely the person we're running today is Tyle Campbell. He's a very great example of what to talk about. He has stuff from Faces by Tyle. He has Sexy by Tyle. He has the new kid. He has the new kids part of the MC of it all. I mean, this man's doing a lot of great things, and he just one thing you can tell by his work that the people who come across him have fun doing it too, and that's the key thing. If you love something, you make sure you have fun with it too. That's when you know you're in your perfect career. You're having fun doing what you're doing, and you're making sure you become as professional as possible in it. So, without further ado, we'll go ahead and go to the phone lines. I bet that is my boy, Tyle Campbell, right now. Let's go ahead and go to the phone lines. All right, you are on Life After Dust Live with your boy, Ceddie J. Is this the one only Tyle Campbell?
This is he.
Hello, sir. Welcome to the show, man. I'm glad to have you.
Thank you, Ceddie.
And man, first off, man, just some of the stuff kind of touched off the back, man. Just first off, I want to thank you for just being professional in your work. You can definitely see it, and some of the people I've came across this work with you said the same thing about you. And
I appreciate that.
First off, man, how long have you been doing this? Because that's one thing I don't exactly know is how long you've been doing it. I can tell you've been doing it for a while, but not exactly time period.
Well, actually, full-time, about 20 years. Coming up 2012 will be 20 years full-time. And before then, I used to get started with it, but then I actually went full-time with it in 92.
Yes, sir?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, 1992. So about 20 years, close to 20 years. On a full-time basis.
Okay. So you've been, it's safe for me to use the word legend then? Is that fine? Is that safe for me to use?
We can use that word. That's cool.
I know some people, I'm very modest in what they do, and they're like, oh, don't use that phrase.
Yeah, I'll try to, a good legend, I want to leave a lot of good things behind.
Well, it's definitely in. I mean, as far as, like, when you first started, kind of give us, because there's a lot of up-and-coming photographers I know personally, and a lot of them are doing very great professional work, too, but sometimes it's good to hear inspiration for someone that's been in the game for a while and hearing how they made it through. Like, how did you actually start out?
Starting out shooting, I actually started out full-time at a hair salon. The gentleman was nice enough to let me come in and start because I didn't have a studio at that time. So I was just getting my feet wet and didn't exactly know what I wanted to do. So I had an opportunity with a hair salon in Arlington. I started out, I would shoot some of the customers. And then I went from there and actually got a studio over. It used to be called Forum 303 Mall in Arlington.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Right.
Marketplace Mall changed the name.
Yeah. So while I was there, it changed from Forum 303 to Marketplace Mall. And then, I kind of moved on from there, moved to Dallas, got a studio behind the main post office. And then from there, I went over to Uptown and then Downtown. So kind of had a few places in between. But I was always the kind of person that wanted to work on my craft. And no matter what, invest in the things that would make me have the best work out there. So that's really working on that craft.
A lot of people, they want to jump straight in, thinking that, okay, I'm going to shoot celebrities right off the back, and that's all I'm going to shoot. And people don't understand, like you said, you started from a very humble beginning. You started by you were shooting photos of people like in barbershops and stuff at hair salons, and
right.
That's what kind of led you to where you are now. And a lot of people think that it's like as far as like music and whatnot, they think that they're just gonna go straight out and be signed to a major label and all that stuff without even having to do anything.
Well, I think what you got to really work on is first of all, you got to find out what your customer wants. A lot of times, we think everybody wants the same thing. We have to find out what your customers want because now you can give them exactly what that is. And always work on your images and create what I call the wow factor. Someone sees your image, wow. If they don't have the wow factor, then it's not going to get anybody noticed. And getting people noticed is what's going to get your name out there. You're just taking, ordinary photos, and you'll probably be that ordinary photographer, but you got to create the images that's going to give you a wow factor, and that's kind of what I tell my customers.
Great. And what you just said about some of the wow factor, that actually one of the most recent pictures you posted on your page is from what you just started out, which is really cool kids. And you made a comment. You said some shots are just hot. And you look at the picture, it's this little girl in the red, and she, like you said, it's a wow factor. It stands out, and it draws you in. You're like, dang, okay, let me go see the rest of these kids' photos now.
Okay. Well, if you shoot 1,000 pictures, you also have to know which one to pick out. That's going to give give that wow factor when you post it. So you, it's not just also what, it's not also what you shoot. It's also what to post, because you're going to shoot a lot of pictures that some of them are okay, but you got to pick out the one that's going to stand out. So that's kind of the key also to what you do. And one photo, if I had put up 20 pictures of that little girl, you probably would just look, but because it's one picture, wow. So it kind of gives you that something to look at.
And how do you, like, how do you figure out what the wow factor is? A lot of people, you know, they probably have wow material right in front of them, but they don't know, but they not exactly know how to say, okay, this is what the wow factor is going to be.
The eyes. It's in the eyes. It's what the eyes should tell the story of the image. And now, of course, if it's not where you see the eyes, then you have to look at the whole composition of the photo. What is going to draw people into this picture? Besides, oh, I just, you know, sometimes I think we get caught up into, oh, it's a pretty model, and you forget about the photography part of it. Now, the model does make the picture also, because anybody can make a hot picture regardless of who they are, as long as you, you know, like I said, the eyes or the composition, without, you know, going into about an hour of talking. But in a nutshell.
And, I mean, one of the people I actually, I mean, you got a lot of stuff you said, the eyes, because, I mean, you know, so a lot of us do look, you said, we do look at the model, oh, my gosh, she's just fine in the picture, but it is the eyes. I say that to people all the time. I say, sometimes some people's eyes can just draw me into them, and you knock it right in the door now, just that people now understand what I mean when I say that.
Well, if you're shooting, let's, for instance, say you're, you know, taking pictures of a hairstylist's hair. Well, the hair's got to pop. Now, that's the draw. It's like, okay, did you make the hair stand out? So now you're not focused on the eyes. Okay, did you, when you were shooting, were you making sure the hair was in place? Did you call the stylist over to maybe move the hair? Did you look at it to make sure that it may needs to be recombed? You know, you're just not snapping, looking at how cool your pictures look on the back. But now my client is a hairstylist, so I have to focus on to make sure that she's able to sell what she does best, and that's doing hair. So on my Faces by Tal, you'll see that, you know, I really focus hard on making sure that you can see the texture of the hair pops, and now we're not really focused on the eyes of the model.
Exactly. And yeah, because I noticed that you do a really great job of making that happen too. And they also, I guess you would say that also takes into account having a good makeup artist and hairstylist.
Well, yeah, the correct makeup artist. There's a lot of good makeup artists, but the correct one for the job that you're trying to do makes the difference. Someone who knows how to definitely arch the brows, not just, you know, color over them, but if you just arch the brows makes all the difference in the world, how they shade the eyes, the colors that they select for the outfit that they're wearing, and you know, how it's applied, and, you know, whether or not they know how to put on the foundation properly for photography photos. So it's all a combination of a few different things. But the makeup artist definitely makes the photos, especially when it comes to hair.
Definitely. Okay. We're gonna go to quick music break, which is gonna be about 4 minutes, and then we'll be back and we'll talk to you some more about who is Tal Campbell and what he's got going on.
Thank you so much.
All right, so we're right back, everyone, on Life at the Desk Live. This is your boy City J, special guest Tal Campbell. This is Miss T Holloby, and this is her track, Breakup, and we'll be right back.
What to do, baby? Just keep on thinking over you. My heart's breaking, but I've been loving a whole crazy. Thinking about the things that you do. My heart's breaking, but I'm trust. There was no more up. Where can we go from here? If I can't believe a word you say, what can we do to make this thing right? If I'm checking your cell phone every day, how can this still be good? If you make me feel oh so bad, who has your love? Who holds your heart? It's where you should have been from the start. Why you breaking my heart? I gotta know what to do, baby. Cooking dinner, find jewels and a Range Rover. I gave you my heart, I gave you my time. Do anything at the drop of a dime. Somebody else entered your phone. I thought that I was losing my mind. And on top of that, you told me
where can we go from here?
If I can't believe a word you say,
what can we do
to make this thing right?
If I'm checking your cell phone every day, how can this
girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with Ceddie J.
All right, welcome back to My Fate and Dust Live. Your boy Ceddie J, and that was Miss T. Hullaby. That was Breakup. And we got my boy Ty Campbell on the show. We're talking to him as far as how he started in photography and just basically his views and stuff within it. All right, so welcome back, Ty. Ouch.
I'm still here. I'm still in the house.
And shout out to Miss shout out to the guests in the chat room. Shout out to Miss Computer Lady in the chat room as well. Big ups to you for coming by. And man, you know, let's move on to my next points of questions, in which, you know, this is Dust Divine Model Month, and we wanted to switch it up this year, man. And one of the key indices, a lot of times people don't understand how important photographers really, all they truly understand how important photographers are, and they are very much so taken for granted, in my opinion. And a young dude, in which shout out to him, he's actually one of the people who are showcasing for photography this month too, is Picture Perfect, who's here in Dallas as well. And you know, a lot of people, of course, like you said, when you started out, you know how you started and whatnot, and this dude, He's been doing a lot of great things in his concepts, the concepts of what, because I've actually got a chance to do a photo shoot by him, and his concepts are just great, and that leads me to you as well. Like, when it comes to concepts, how do you kind of figure out, like, when you have a model and you kind of think of what's going to be the concept for this shoot, how do you come up with your concepts?
Well,
it's like an art and a science in itself.
Well, yeah, definitely. If a model walks in, you're definitely, let's just say, for instance, a model walks into my set, I have to determine based on what she's wearing, what we're gonna do, whether I'm going to do it outdoors, indoors, the color scheme, make sure that her outfit matches the background. Then, of course, beforehand, I've already talked to the model to try to find out what we're going to do. But it's kind of, in my situation, I kind of do it on the fly based on what the model comes to the table with if we haven't already talked.
Okay.
That leads
to my other point, because one of the biggest things is people with experience versus people with, let's say people who have experience, period, versus little to lots of experience versus people who have never stepped foot behind the camera. How do you help develop those people who have never been in front of the camera before? How do you find a way to develop them?
If they've never been in the camera before, you have to really, sometimes it may take me an outfit or two to fill that person out. But I guess it's kind of a natural thing that watch how the person moves. Some people are just naturally great in front of the camera. Some people you have to give a lot more direction. So I direct as to how I want my final product to come out. But I have been in situations where it's taken me an outfit or two just to feel that person out, how they move. Maybe I need to change the music. Maybe instead of standing there posing, I'll make them dance. Or if they're a singer, I'll make them sing. Because some people just can't pose, you know, so you have to kind of figure out, okay, what can this person do to give me the expressions that I want? So you jump into that mode in the middle of the shoot sometimes.
And especially that goes into the face of vitality part too. How do you find a way for them to develop that face? Because that's one of the hardest things is when, as far as with the models, is trying to get, is basically you doing the photo, how do you find a way to make sure you got that perfect pose as far as your face? How do you help them develop that?
Well, you definitely want to look at their expressions and their eyebrows. You kind of work on that. Some models have a tight lip, so you want them to kind of loosen up their lip. You know, I always say, part your lip. It gives them a whole lot better expression than just standing there, because sometimes you're standing with a closed lip, tight lip looking mean. And just that little gap in your lip actually adds a lot more expression to the entire photo. So, you know, but definitely watching the eyes as you're shooting and just paying attention to the model as you're shooting her.
All right, most definitely. So that's what we're going to go to. I want to know, as far as, like, who are, like, some of the people you've done stuff for as far as, like, high-end clientele?
Well, I've photographed everyone from TJ, Dion, Emmitt Smith, done some things with Tom Joyner, and, of course, his wife. Can I go further back than that? Valerie Burton, she was a newscast. She did commentaries on the news here on Channel 5. Now she's on to Atlanta somewhere now, but she's doing big things. And a few other people. Les Brown, done some things with him. But, you know, a few of the Cowboys. You know, Dallas, we don't have a whole lot of celebrities, so I have to pick them as I can.
If I'm not mistaken, have you also done stuff for, like, Dallas Honeys as well?
Oh, yeah. I've done some things for the Dallas Honeys and then some of the other model groups. Matter of fact, I'm kind of the a lot of people may not know, but I'm kind of the originator of the model groups in Dallas. 10 years ago, I started out with 100 Most Beautiful. And I probably had about 70 or 80 models that we used to always go out around the town and do big things. So some of those that maybe listen may remember back then, but I started the whole model group thing out, and then someone came after me, and now it's kind of all over the place.
Tanya Terrell, Dallas Honeys.
Yeah. Everybody now.
And a lot of them doing big things. Like Tanya Terrell, man, that woman, she's like Dallas's Beyonce in my opinion. She's a diva, but she's very cool to work with too. I picked it off for her just a little bit. Me running into her, I picked it off for her real quick.
She's good people.
All right, most definitely. Okay, so it's always the funniest part asking people, what is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you as far as when taking pictures? What was like the most embarrassing thing?
Last week I probably could have thought I'm trying to. I have had some embarrassing moments. I think one time I was shooting at someone's house, and I didn't have a belt on. And I noticed as I looked around, I was stooped down. I guess my pants were down a little further than expected. So I kind of noticed the smirks on their face, looking at me from behind. So I immediately stood up, kept shooting. That was one of them.
That was a good one.
Yeah, pretty embarrassed, especially when I was shooting a teenager. So it was a little embarrassing.
It's like, oh my. I've heard some stuff on here. That's definitely going in the history of them all. I'm just like, because now I'm picturing, now it's like in my head, now I'm picturing the whole moment of how it happened now.
Right.
Oh, man. Okay.
Because I've seen it happen to other people, and it's like, now it happened to me.
So, as far as like your equipment, like what's your personal preference of stuff to use when it comes to doing photography as far as brands and whatnot?
Yeah, I'm a Nikon person. Not really by choice. It's because that's what I had before I started doing digital. I started out with a Nikon equipment. So when digital came along, I still had Nikon lenses and things like that. So it doesn't matter whether it's Canon, Nikon. You still, if you're a photographer, you can adapt to either or and do a great job. There are some things that I do like about the Nikon system, and it's called the Nikon Creative Lighting, which their lights allow you to do certain things that Canon may or may not do. I don't know if they've come a little more advanced with their lighting system, but it's called the Creative Lighting System. So when I'm outdoors shooting, I can do some effects that you can't do with just your regular cameras. So I'm probably more partial because of that to Nikon.
I see that a lot. That's always a great debate. Everyone's always, the great debate is Nikon versus Canon.
Yeah, and I get online, I don't mess around. You got to go with Nikon, or you'll get laughed at, Well, when it really boils down to being serious about it, it don't really matter. The iPhone 4 is a good one, too. It'll take a good picture if you know what you're doing. But it's all about the final image at the end of the day.
All right, and final point, what would you, as far as anyone that's trying to get started into photography, what's your couple of tips that you can give them as far as starting out?
Well, there's what I call a photographer, and then I call it the photography business. Do you want to just take photos and create beautiful work, or are you actually wanting to get in the business and sell pictures? Because it's completely different. Photography business, a lot of work, it's hard work. You gotta always be fresh with something. You gotta stay on top of your game. You gotta create, your work on your art, work on your lighting. Learn how to shoot and then learn Photoshop, but don't just say, I'm going to snap a picture and then go into Photoshop and start creating images. I mean, and some people will probably argue with me, but when it all boils down to it, you're on the set and the director asks you to set up the lighting, and you don't know how to do it, you say, well, I'll do it later in Photoshop. And he says, no, I need you to do it now. Okay, now we have a problem. So you learn your photography. Learn your photography if you call yourself a photographer. Use Photoshop just like a makeup artist is using makeup. Enhance what you've just done.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, well, man, let everyone know as far as a couple of some of your new projects that you have going on as well.
Okay. My big focus is my Really Cool Kids, reallycoolkids.com. And I really want to take this to the next level with focusing on the kids and creating some really cool art with them. I'm going to be doing some parties with them. I'm going to do a lot of things with the kids. So far, it's a model thing. I've worked with a lot of models, but really now I really just want to work with the ones that are very serious, not just want Facebook pictures. Some, you know, that have some goals.
Yes.
So when it comes to me now, because of my limited on time, so I really just want to, you really want to get out there. I can really help you. I think I got a lot of experience and know-how, and I can really sit down with you and show you some things besides just the pictures. And the hair. Right. So my Faces by Tal, that's actually a project where I'm actually going to be working with hairstylists, not just to go out and take pictures, but actually help them market and be a better hairstylist and so forth, getting business in. It's more, you know, you got your images here, but you also need to know how to take your images and what are you going to do with them. And that's with any market. You know, you got the photos. Now what do I do with them? So I'll be doing a lot of that, mentoring my clients along with taking their photos.
Well, definitely. That's your part. Now it makes perfect sense why you go by the guru. Because that sets you apart. There's people who are photographers, and there's people who are photographers in help in other parts of the art as far as having developed the marketing aspects of everything else too.
Yeah, you gotta. When you live, the longer you live, of course, the more experience you get and the more things you know how to do. So why not share some of it with your art? And photography is only just a small aspect of being a model. Like, you got those images, you got those great images, and most of the time they sit on a CD and they stay in the person's drawer. Okay, let's get them off the – let's come in and let's sit down and talk with me. Let's get those off the CD, and let's sit down and figure out how we can get your face out there so people know who you are.
All right, and what's the way people can check out yourself?
I would always say go to talcampbell.com. Then I have links – to Really Cool Kids on there, also to my hair site, and Model Select. Model Select is basically dealing with my models. Go models, modelsselect.com. That'll take you to my Facebook. I have a Model Select Facebook page, and that's why I'll be having information for models that's trying to get into the business. Sexy by Tal, that's some other things I'm doing.
Right, and there you go, everyone. That is that's everything from my boy, Tal Campbell. And it says, this, once again, I just want to thank you for coming through the show, first off. And it's glad to be a person to help support your art that you got going on.
Okay, well, hey, man, I appreciate you calling me. And I definitely appreciate being on the show. This has been a lot of fun.
Definitely, man. You just continue to do what you do, man. As far as this is Photographer Week, as far as I want to remind everyone that whatever you're doing, as far as in your artwork, just make sure that y'all, like I said, the Facebook pictures are fine. Like he said, Facebook pictures are fine as far as, trying to find an identity. But I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a professional model until – you can't just say you're a professional model until you got professional pictures. I'm just sorry. webcam pictures aren't good enough for me.
Yeah, they're only good for certain things. For the moment.
All right, so there y'all go. So anyone that's in the Dallas, Florida area, y'all make sure y'all check them out. And there we go. So as a reminder, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a Tyler Campbell, or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life After Death Live, and definitely glad to have y'all support me. Another great person to come to the show. And also a reminder, if you ever miss any parts of the show, go to iTunes, and you can download all the shows for free to listen to at your leisure. So the site is Life After Dusk Live, and you can download it for free. There you go. All right, Kyle, once again, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.